the impact it would have on all of the other pipelines we have, making it almost impossible to put any other actual public use in place. I think it opens Iowa up to a lawsuit on all the money that was laid out. And then I looked at the other side, the alternative language that I was part of supporting, the other 22 Republican senators, and seeing that Summit, they're boxed in by South Dakota. It has an eminent domain prohibition for CO2 projects going forward, and then actual really good landowner protection that would protect landowners and everything from transmission lines to everything for land restoration, crop loss, everything, insurance indemnification. We had a very good product. Now, it's important that I acknowledge the reason the pressure got this high is because the Senate failed to act, did not have a unifying piece of legislation. We failed for 4 years. The pressure got this high that somebody felt they had to do something. And when you do things like this under pressure, I'm not convinced that you end up with the best legislative policy.